USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
According to Ukraine officials, a ceasefire was broken by Russian forces. It's the second day in a row that attempts to evacuate civilians from battle zones was foiled. Several outlets are reporting that civilians have been killed in the evacuation attempts. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, in a national speech, urged his people to continue to resist. The global death rate from COVID-19 is about to cross 6 million mortalities. According to Johns Hopkins University, the toll is at more than 5.9 million as of Sunday morning. Here in the U.S., the death rate is nearing 1 million. Six people, including children, were killed Saturday afternoon by a tornado that swept through central Iowa. Emergency officials in Madison County say four others were injured when the twister touched down in an area southwest of Des Moines. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Pain at the pump.
Gas prices across the United States are now averaging $4.01 a gallon. AAA saying the national average for a gallon of regular rose to $3.92 on Saturday, up from $3.84 on Friday. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells MSNBC you're also going to start seeing the prices of everyday items rise as well.
Anything that touches a truck, commerce, deliveries, groceries, lumber, going to the store, anything that is being shipped via semi-truck is eventually going to get hit.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Organizers of the People's Convoy say they plan to drive around the Capitol Beltway, which encircles Washington, twice before returning to Hagerstown, Maryland, where they spent the weekend. It intends to repeat the action each day until their demands are met. They want the national COVID emergency declaration lifted and congressional hearings into the government's response to the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
This past week saw how one family has been split by January 6, 2021.
Teenager Jackson Refit testified against his father, Guy Refit, in the first federal trial regarding a defendant in the January 6 attack at the Capitol. The teen told the court that his father, who is a member of the extremist Texas Three Percenters militia, bragged about being on the Capitol steps on January 6 with a weapon. He also said he was proud of his actions and threatened to shoot his own son if he turned him in. The teenager recorded his father bragging about carrying a gun at the Capitol. He also admitted he was the first person to light the fire on the Capitol steps. So far, more than 750 people have been charged in connection with the deadly insurrection. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Talks between Major League Baseball and the players will resume. Both sides agree on expanding the playoff field from 10 teams. The union prefers 12, while MLB wants 14. Max Scherzer says players would consider 14 under certain conditions. The opening ceremony for the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race returned to Anchorage Saturday. It was canceled last year because of the pandemic. The race, slated to start Sunday, begins 75 miles north of Alaska's largest city. The winner is expected to show up in Nome about 9 days later. Listen to news anytime at our website, usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.